we vibing, you know, just talking about our experiences and our problems in the service industry, the restaurant industry. So tonight we got our little feature drink, Kaya. She's making our feature drink here this evening.
What do you call me Shake Off?
This evening, Kaya.
I am mixing a cucumber and mint infused vodka with a sweetened lime with a little bit of mint, muddled mint, cucumber, and lime juice. How do you like your drink, guys?
Delicious!
Delicious!
Talking about working during the coronavirus, how has it affected you, or experiences you've been through, or whatever. I mean, I don't know if anybody want to share. Yeah. I know, P, you had a story.
We definitely had a story.
Yes. I will start this one out. My name is Coco. King Coco 100, follow me on Instagram. And Snapchat.
Mr. H.
Follow my page, K-Shane Coco.
You gotta follow us on K-Shane Coco.
Alright, okay, but anyway.
Okay, I had a situation that happened at this job that I just started. Okay? I only been there like a week, and this has been my training week.
We're not pointing out anybody specifically, any brands or anything.
I'm not gonna say nobody's name. But speak your mind. Yesterday was my last day in training. So she's following me, and she's making sure basically I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. So we get two, Manny, I greeted and served all of the tables. Two of those tables stopped me and told me what a great job that I did and handed me cash money. Me, put the money in my pocket, went on about my business. The second table did it, gave me cash money. I put it in my pocket, went on about my business. She saw them give me something. She saw them give me the money. So she went to the manager and let him know, like, they gave her money and she's in training. She's not supposed to accept money, yada, yada, yada. So he came to me. He explained that procedure to me again. The real person inside of me wanted to just leave with my $40. For real. But I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I argued it all the way until I saw that I wasn't going to win. So I said, fuck it. I gave her the money. But from this point on, I was done with the whole entire restaurant. The cook, the host, the bartender, each and every server. I was done with them. And I literally went to the corner and I sat back and I finished my training shit. Like, they stopped and asked me to get ice. I said what I had to say. Like, I'm the only one who got ice and I'm new. And then I went and go get the ice. But I went back and did what I did. Now I would like to know how you guys feel about that. Like, should I have kept the money and argued and whatever, possibly lost my job, whatever? Or what, did I do the right thing by just? Because now she can't ask me for nothing. Her food can die in the window. Her table can be on their very last ice in their fucking drink. And I'm gonna walk past that shit like I didn't even see it. I'm gonna be so consumed with my work and what I'm doing and my money that I'm not even gonna see anything. She might as well not even work there. Let me just say that, because I'm not gonna see her. And that's only because I'm gonna address the situation, because I felt like
you stole from me.
Yeah, why you go to the manager and tell him all of that when the customers tipped her on the credit card and they told her that, like, we tipped you on a credit card and they stopped me and gave me the cash.
I feel like the real person's problem it is, I feel like it's the girl that, like, told, like, she's a snitch. Like, she should have just minded her own business. Like, someone wanted to tip you. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what we're all here for. Yeah. To make money.
Like, yes. Like, she got an extra $40. Isn't that a good thing? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I know the table specifically knew that she was a trainee and specifically wanted to tip her for doing a good job for being in a training shift.
Right.
So for her to go say something to a manager is very conflicting and contradicting in the fact that she was doing a good job, to turn around and tell somebody that she wasn't doing what she's supposed to be doing. When the money improves, she's supposed to be doing what she was doing. Right.
Was it your tables or was it your trainer?
It was her section.
It was her section, but you was taking care of it.
Yeah, I took every last table.
So you provided that service for them.
But it wasn't like you didn't get money.
And they tipped the server.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so she already got tips.
Told her that was her.
So
I would at least give her half, in my opinion, from a manager's perspective, because I've managed. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I would at least give half.
There's no way.
I would have.
She wouldn't even got the money out of my hand.
If anything, not the hoe. I would have been like, they said it was for her. It was for her. But to be fair, at least if I was the trainer serve, I would have broke her off with half, because you know, just
me training. I always tip my trainer.
I don't know. The first couple days I don't, but literally, if I don't do shit and I sit back and watch you, I made her $180 on that day. She did not carry a drink. She did not run no food. She didn't put no silverware, no plates on the table. She did not do anything but watch me. That's all she did. She didn't pre-bus. Like, she didn't do nothing. She literally was in the back on her phone. Like, when I came back to the kitchen to get some shit, she was on her phone. I pointed this out to the manager because you said something to her about her being on her phone, so you know she wasn't out there with me because she was on her phone.
Period.
So, I got another story to add to that. I was bartending the other day, and these two ladies were sitting at the bar, and they were just having a conversation, and I came up to the bar, and I just started listening, and I overheard her talking about how her friend had the coronavirus, and she had been around her recently. And I was just like, I changed the gloves I had, and then, like, when they left, I, like, literally told them to take every single thing, like, put on gloves and, like, wash their hands, like, 7 times. I'm like, but it was just crazy that she was just sitting up there at the bar, no mask, talking.
Just infected.
Chilling. Literally.
There's no way your dirty ass can keep your nails clean. Like, let's just keep that clean.
Who's coming in?
We still
I'm talking about, like, setting up so you ain't
got. Well, we gotta see everybody though.
Making drinks, you know what I'm saying? Making cucumber martini.
No, not
really. Just out of work and everything, you might call me Central or something. They kind of just have like a.
No, but like, what people don't understand though is like the germ. Don't they say like Germex is supposed to be better at like killing the virus than like wearing gloves? Cause, like, if you wear gloves, like, you just carry shit everywhere.
Yeah, you're
still
carrying
the only thing you're preventing is like whatever I'm carrying.
Exactly.
But like, I'm still touching everything, so like, I don't know, like, where we are, like, they just have, like, hand sanitizer all over the place. Yeah, and I just squirted on real quick, got to my table.
You wash your hands after you touch something, when you put something back there, when you touch
something. I know, everyone's like, I feel, but they, like, some people get weirded out without the gloves, and, like, they'll call in and they'll complain about the gloves.
Well, but don't complain about that.
Yeah, but you get some people who complain about the gloves.
And then you get some people who complain that we are wearing gloves.
Yes.
And
I'm not running no table to no food, holding no plates.
And they weren't getting an argument with me about it. Like, I would have done some science on it. Like, I would go ahead and, like,
I'm not paying for that $45 tea bag.
I'm not
going to
walk
with gloves on
with a sheet.
I washed my hands. I put my hands in on. I did whatever. But if you want me to bring your food with gloves, it's...
They so quick to say, where's your gloves? But they sure do take that mask right off when they sit down.
They
don't even have it when they walk in.
They don't even have it when they get there. They're afraid on the way to the car to get that mask. They don't even have it when they get in the building. What do you mean? We had a whole customer kick the door because our manager asked him to put on a mask. And then he kicked the door.
Dude, I had so much fun at lunch today. And they walk in.
I don't know.
And, like, if they walk in without a mask, we gotta tell them, like, oh, I'm sorry, do you have your mask? And we told them, we were like,
I barely see
there's two dudes. And we were like, I'm sorry, do you have a mask? And they go, don't you? They look at me, they go, don't y'all give us one? And I, like, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm not your mama. Like, aren't you a grown ass dude? Like, bring your own mask. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why do you expect
this? A restaurant. This is a restaurant, not the hospital. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bring your mask.
You're sitting there infected.
Why would you say, I didn't tell you to bring your food?
I've had old people literally tell me that everybody's going to get it, so it doesn't matter anyway.
I definitely said that.
Oh,
we all
going to
get it. And we all
going to
fucking die if we
get
out
of
the
disease. That's literally what they told me. I'm just saying.
Got it.
Damn.
You don't know how many times.
Over there?
I'm fucking dead. Fucking dead.
I don't know if y'all just tried to use, like, to-go forks and stuff at the table. So many people come and complain, like, we really gotta use these.
We actually haven't been used any to-go stuff.
No, I mean,
we
have to-go
section, but we still use the regular silverware.
We stopped after, like, the first week of
We have paper straws, that's about it.
We have paper straws, yes, but our silverware was plastic for about a week after we opened. Then they went to regular after they figured out, bitch, it's just a little costly.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, because I heard them say that it's not a mandate that you have to wear gloves now. So I feel like that was a corporation cost-effective thing.
But, like, everybody now, or, you know, everybody in the restaurant has to wear gloves?
Or? No, they say that you don't have to.
Oh, who?
They say it's a mandate that you don't have to wear gloves now. But I think that was more of
a customer call and complain about my nails.
I would rather anyways. Right. I think it was a corporate decision.
Extra 30 seconds because I got these long ass nails to sit there. Do you know how many pair of gloves I go through?
Now, I mean, yeah, it's that.
Hey, that's my fucking cloak.
I never do it.
It blows me. Because I got to sit here for 30 seconds. Your food's hot.
I wear them when I'm busting dirty dishes, especially with that woman that was in there the other night.
Oh, what did you say the other day?
I'm busting. I was on the patio, and I
because people are nasty.
So it's so hot outside, like, the gloves are sticking.
Yes, and then you take your glove off, and it smells like condom sex.
No powder. No powder gloves.
Smell like condom sex. Who want to read this?
Are you about to make another drink?
The next drink will be a watermelon mint infused.
I'm thinking this martini.
What are you doing?
It's martini.
Yes.
Oh,
it's not right. We still got it. But yes, we all work in the restaurant industry, and it's nice to be able to talk about these experiences because nobody else does. There's no world that you can't talk about it. Here we are. We plan to do this all the time and have many different people and many different.
Can I get a box?
What was that?
Can I get a box?
What was that?
Bitch, I know what a box is. You ain't got a... Can I get a box?
Oh.
No. Yo, imaginary ass box.
Oh, you know what gets me? You know what really gets me? When they yell at you across the restaurant.
Ooh. Oh, my God. But they can't never remember my name. They just know that I'm black. So it's, Keisha. It's not a fucking name.
I had a moment where I'm cleaning off the table. I mean, I have a whole tray full of heavy ass plates. And the one table I had yells across the restaurant as I'm walking back to take the dishes to the bag. Goes, hey, ma'am. And I'm walking over there like, yes, sir, yes. And he holds up his chicken with two chopsticks. You see my skills? Are you serious, man? My hand's cramping and you want me to see your chicken hold skill with your chopsticks? I was like, congratulations, sir.
I'm so proud of you, sir.
You should hold some classes here.
Congratulations. I don't know
who's in on
mine.
Maybe. Season 4.
Nobody matters. Right. Season 4?
And you don't think
season 4?
Trace,
my baby.
About
it.
I thought about going up there and just standing and take out. I was like, I don't even
tell you. Hey, you can do it. Stole out of the tip jar. Oh. Remember
when
what was his name? Yeah. Can't give names.
Right. I was like, oh.
No names are associated.
Stole out of
the
tip jar. Is Jay still in the takeout?
Jay, yeah.
You know Jay. You stop the press.
The name is nowhere.
They expect versus what is real.
You decide within the first 10 seconds of my group how your business gonna look.
Who asked for shit that's not on the menu?
Yes.
Like you got mellow yellow.
Hey, tip out the window.
Fuck. Anybody? Oh God, y'all got Mountain Dew.
No, fuck that. Y'all got Diet Mountain Dew. What do you mean?
Or they want you to make a dish that's not on the menu.
Bunch of gluten-free pasta, right? So they're like gluten-free, whatever. I put it all in. One of them had like this meat sauce on it. It comes to them, and then I like let them start eating everything, and I go back over there. And I was like, "How is everything?" The dad pulls me aside. It was like this family, and he goes, "Is there any gluten in that meat sauce?" And I go, "Cause you just told me to make the pasta gluten-free," and I was like, and I go, I looked straight at him. I go, "Is there an allergy?" Did you not preface that? You dumb motherfucker. Like, I'm like, I swear, I was so pissed. I was like, that's the first question I said, is there an allergy? He goes, yes. I said, I will go find out. Like, before we get this kid,
adult preference and allergy. Like, there's a difference between not liking and can't have
it. Well, I walked up there. No, it was one of them. I'm so sick of that. I walked up there, I think we're ready to order. I was like, perfect. Okay. Like, ordered their whole meal, all their drinks, everything. And didn't tell me they had an allergy.
Right, yeah. It's not a problem.
It's when they pull out that fucking allergy card.
Did you do with me and you? Didn't my table tell you that they had an allergy?
Something like that.
Y'all
still
get that yellow card person? The person come with that yellow card? Allergies? Mm-hmm. Oh, yellow. It used to be bad. Like a whole list of fucking allergies.
It's not even that they have allergies or they don't like stuff. But just tell us that at the beginning. Don't wait till your shit comes out. Or don't put in your fucking order and halfway through tell us that you don't want onions or you're allergic to onions after we done put in your order. Like, you know, we trying to work in a timely fashion. So it is what it is.
I know that. Somebody had a table yesterday that ordered bang bang shrimp. No, she ordered bang bang shrimp sub chicken. She said that she was allergic to shrimp. So, one fucking shrimp.
This is gonna be good. I saw you ended up that one line. I'm like, oh,
God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Don't not buy it.
What
she fucked up. What's your father's like? Did she tell you that she had a shrimp in the car? She said, yes. You fucked up. You fucked up from your
So, since we're talking about guest expectations, I guess, and some of us, not all of us, we have all different walls, all different restaurants in here right now, but some of us were a part of a certain brand or restaurant. I just like to talk about a
horrible management.
Hold on, yeah, we'll get to that, but hold on, not that. That's not what I want to talk about. I would like to talk about a specific group of people that we all know as. Since we're not saying the restaurant, but the name doesn't matter, so I don't know if I don't know. If we're gonna say. I didn't want to say it.
We get them, but they only really coming.
Does anybody wanna? Give us what this specifically is. I mean, you don't have to say ethnicity, but what type of person we refer to as a spicy necessarily.
So, I guess you could describe a spicy as like someone who
is foreign.
They want.
Some of us are foreign, so we ain't talking about all foreigners. It's just a certain kind. We're given the specific criteria for this certain type of person. Continue.
Yeah, extra, extra, extra spice. Got to modify your food. Like, they might
specifically mostly vegan. Sub out all chicken, beef, and pork, and shellfish. When the whole thing is probably beef, pork, and shellfish.
Yeah. It's modifying what's already been made and then making it 10 times spicier than it's supposed to be. Which is fine, but when you're coming in here 11 minutes before we close, with 17 people.
And what do they want to drink?
Like ice or no ice?
Because I'm asking. They will never keep the ice. Oh, I want to know ice. You better specify.
of you be some of them might surprise you. I'll take light ice. Mm-hmm. I take light ice.
Some might want warm water. They want a little bit of like.
They
want
water, and they gonna drink that shit.
Like, it's not
90. No lemon, no nothing, no flavor.
Do y'all remember when I would get parties, and I would set up the table before they got here?
Yes.
So I had a big old family call late at night. Like, we were gonna close in like 20 minutes. All these people come in. I get all the water set up. There's like 19 of them. All water set.
What time was it?
9:53 when we close at 10.
Who not close?
So then they're gonna roll up in here, see all their drinks, and be like,
can we have water with no ice? After it's already 65.
I went in the back. We were closing in 6 minutes, y'all. I went in the back, and I was just trying. I was like, it's gonna melt. It's gonna melt. And that's what it did. The ice melted. So then they had water with no ice. So then they were satisfied.
Water down.
Water down.
Was that part of the spices?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was part. Oh my gosh, what would the drinks be? Virgin pina colada, virgin strawberry daiquiri. When Kaya said it was broken,
tell me we're out.
Dynamite shrimp, no shrimp.
Strawberry cucumber lightning.
Yes. And the boba breeze. When we close in 2 minutes.
With no ice. And then they upset because their cup ain't filled to the brim.
And then after they had a feast of about 16 dishes, then was 16 desserts 15 minutes after the close.
Then it'd be 10:27. Oh, can we look at the dessert menu?
No.
For tomorrow?
We out.
I was so happy to tell them we just closed. And then they'd be like, get your makeup. Okay, go get them. He's on the same day. We're closed.
Right.
27 minutes ago.
Right.
Just, okay, let me turn everything back on. Right. And they
Absolutely not.
You can have a to-go menu in this plastic. To-go.
You better hope there's one back there. You better hope you can go back there.
You go back there. No, we ain't got no more.
I don't
know. No beer, no chocolate, no strawberry.
And whenever I see men on there, I'm like, oh yeah. And then I get it and I...
You smack it. Smack it if I get it.
I'm over here mixing drinks.
He said everybody quiet.
We had to take a moment of silence for the fight.
But all right, another topic. Can we just talk about some of our management? I wouldn't even call most of the people who are in a management role a manager, but the management criteria that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
I got it right here.
Go ahead. She was ready.
Oh, here we go. Just to sort it off.
All right, who's empty and wants a watermelon mint martini?
Not empty, but I can get
empty.
So,
story.
Here,
look.
I'm going to start with this. So, we're sitting here at the restaurant, killing it out. It's like a weekend, busy as fuck. I got a full ass section, big ass booths, all this shit. I'm running around. I think I'm trying to find chopsticks. I can't find them nowhere. I run up to my manager. I'm like, hey, dude, like, where's the chopsticks at? Like, can you help me out? And he's just like, really, T? It's in dry storage where it always is. Like, are you stupid or something? And I was just like,
uh-huh.
And like, oh, God, because I was walking away like, all right, let me get the chopsticks. And I dead ass had to just get one of these. Like, wait a minute. Like, and I was like, you know what? I was like, we're going to save this for later. Like, me and you can talk about this later. But right here, right now, why would you talk to me like that when you know I have five tables talking to me like that?
Right.
Exactly. Being disrespectful, rushing me, touching me, excuse me, all this other bullshit. I'm trying to help them out. You're supposed to be on my team. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to help me do the best. And you're sitting here dissing me for what?
because I asked you where something was. He was like, well, I'm just saying. I was like, no, okay, well, that's fine. Since I took up too much of your time asking dumbass questions, I'ma just move along. And I'm just gonna tell my table, hey, so I'm a dumbass, so you can't get no chopsticks. I'm sorry. That's what I'm getting at. That's what he said.
There's his words.
Like, there's that. It's just the disrespect kind of bullshit. And the thing is, he came in as a server after I did.
What'd you say?
After I did. Ooh, like, wow. After me. So we'd be serving together.
Strong black woman, because I won't take nobody's shit.
That's me.
Especially if
that's me.
Well, you too, but mm-hmm. I get labeled that too because I voice it, but I voice it to where you can't fire me right
but
off
you
the bat.
Put it on your face. Yeah. You wear it on your face.
She knows how to word her words. I'm just wrong.
She's looking at you
like fuck you, you pissed me off. She's like, yeah, you pissed me off with what you did.
But that was not.
Proper
with her words.
Yes. So it's like I can't fire this bitch right now, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure out a way to get your ass out of here, and that's what it boils down to. Every job. There is a man in charge that does not like me and gets me a fire.
Okay, can I tell the story?
Yes.
Okay, one time.
No names. Okay.
One time we worked at this place together, her and one of the managers was arguing about her name tag. Like, her name tag was what she had on her name tag. He decided to go back to the office and make her a new name tag because he wanted to see her name on
my
her name
full
tag.
Name.
Yes.
Everybody who knows me knows not to
she
call me
go by, that name.
By my real name. Don't call me that. I hate it.
He purposely did that. And then low-key tried to make her wear it. Like,
and I was like, no. When I filled out my job application, it says, what would you like to be preferred as?
Yes.
I wrote Kaya.
She didn't fucking wear it.
That's
all.
What I want you to call me.
It's not.
I was like,
hard.
I think I'm going to wear this with name tag. I'm not wearing a name right. tag at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
She didn't wear it at all.
Right.
And I didn't wear it at all.
She didn't wear it at all.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I can speak for everybody when they've had a moment where the manager or above management has pulled a power card just to make the situation feel like it was worse than it was. I want to say OP of the situation of where I work has used that against me when there was a moment where I had all my tables, and of course they cut everybody on the floor, so I was the only one taking tables right at the end of the lunch shift around 4 o'clock, and it was 4:07 or 4:05 when I got double set. And of course I go back to the line. I'm not acting a fool, I'm not talking to nobody but myself, and I literally have to remind myself, I love my job, I need my job. Steadily ringing in orders and having to just talk myself out of blowing a gasket in my brain. And he decides to turn around after finally helping doing something. Well, you don't have to have one. Well, as you're begging me to get my job back and everything, or come back to this place, I'm not going to keep getting double sat for the third time today. So I definitely had to say that, and I kept doing whatever I was doing. I got rid of both my tables to both 4 o'clock servers that were late that day. And when I go to check out, he says I can't check out until I sign my write-up. And you want to know what that write-up says? That I was throwing things on the line. I was stomping on the line. I was cussing in front of new employees and throwing plates on the line, stomping on the line, cussing in front of new employees, like acting a fool. And he put throwing a fit because I had tables. I really looked at this man and I told him, I'm not going to let you abuse your power to lie on me like that. And we can check the cameras. He said, it's not up to you to believe me. I didn't know what to say. I was sitting there so mad. And one of my favorite one of my favorite.
I should have did that. Mm-hmm. When I told them to roll them cameras back, because I did not take them bottles out of that building, roll them cameras back.
He told me, please join, sir. I always go for the next one up. Then they get scared.
Right. And me already having a
the bigger authority always go to the next when you get enough.
Thinking that he could just say that to me, I told him, I said, I'm open to seeing you let you abuse your power to me. And my favorite manager that works there that's really close to me had to be the witness. Of course, he had his head down, didn't know what to say because I'm not a liar. I have no reason to lie to nobody. And if you see me do it, you see me do it. But when I know I did not do some of the things you put on there, I'm not signing it. He said, it's not up to you to sign it. You don't got to sign it. But regardless, it's going in this folder. I said, so you expect me to have to deal with the consequences of something I did not do? And of course, he tries to make it out to me not having consequences and things like that. Which I can talk about a lot.
You want to know about how you empty? I see you. You want to know
a lot about how things have changed based off either schedule and things like that, and how my section has became more weaker than it has been the last week after. But he wants to tell me that there will be no consequences and that it's just something. But at the same time, that's one more tally I have towards you being able to fire me because you decided to say that I did more than what I really did, and I acted out more than what I really did. And I hate that.
Well, who the fuck writes you up when you fuck up?
That's really
because he done fucked up so many times. So many times. So many times he has fucked up. I have seen.
Who writes you up when there's not a manager in the building at all?
They have all the power.
Your name's off the door.
They have no.
Dude, this is okay. So the dude that was running the line last night. I had put in this family's like soups and salads and everything, right? And it had been it's been they had already gotten all their salads, and I was like, their salads were ready, so I was like, I just brought them their salads, you know, like give them something to eat because I could tell they were kind of in a hurry. And then I was like, your soups will be right out, and I go back to check on the soups. I can't find the dude anywhere. Nobody's getting the soup. Like, it's been a long time. I was like, you know, maybe, like, they'll be right back. Like, whatever. So I go chill, like, you know, 5-10 minutes. I come back. No one's doing the soup. He's standing right there. And I go up there, and I, like, get the soup bowl, get the plate, get the spoon, and I, like, hand it back there. I said, hey, I need a cup of this soup right here. And then he, like, got it for me, and I, like, looking at the dude on the line. And I just walk away, and I was like, why am I doing your job? Like, I don't know. It pissed me off.
Hey, I can't wait to the front of the house, back of the house.
Oh, I was ready.
We're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, but that's another episode.
Nobody here.
You can bring your people. You can bring your people for that. You can bring your people for that. All the Becca House people, because we want to have a full-fledged back in front thing. You know, just that's a lot of topics in itself. You know, y'all know. Let's not get on that yet, because that's another episode.
Oh my lord. That's the one story I got right here. Like, I always remember that story. I will drop it.
Hey, let's just talk about some of these practices these managers have, or not necessarily managers, but businesses and corporations have changed to adhere to coronavirus and some of the strict measures and practices we have to endure.
First of all, the restaurant that I work at, well, I don't know if I work anymore, but some of us work at, pending employment. All right. I'm just on hold for a second. I don't know. But I just want to say, and, I mean, it's a real nice place. It's a nice, like upscale place or whatever. So we ain't got no
trays. There ain't no drink trays. There ain't no food trays. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So you gotta wear a little chef coat. You got one big old pocket, and that's it. So that's all you got. So I'm over here. So when we run food, it's just all about teamwork. We gotta do it all with our hands, whatever, whatever. I came back first time serving from the coronavirus and all that good shit. I come back first night. I'm closing. It's busy as fuck. People are everywhere. I'm over here trying to get my shit. Da, da, da. I'm walking out the door. Three different shits in my hand. I think it's like bread, plates, something in my hand. And then I got like my checkbooks right here. I'm walking out. Manager snatches them up from me and is like, nope, we can't use those checkbooks. And I was like, what? I was like, I just got double sat. I need to get drinks and bread and silverware and plates. And they're like, nope. They took out all my checks. And they're like, there you go. Just handed me all of it. It was six separate checks. I had a table of six ladies, all separate. And I'm sitting here trying to separate them all in between my fingers like this. I got the bread and drinks and all this in my hand like this. And I'm just like, ugh. So I walk up and I'm like, here you go, ladies. Like, just lay down the credit things. And then I'm trying to, like, give it to them. And they're asking me, can I get more bread? We're ready to order this and this and this. I'm like, okay. Up and around. All their credit card slips. I got them all jumbled up. They're all jumbled up. They're trying to piece it together, figure it out, what's going on. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm trying to, like, reach over and help, trying to figure it out. So then I'm not distant them like I'm supposed to. None of them had a mask on, so I'm trying to help them out. But I'm just like, I don't. Which one's that? How much is that for? Like, I'm, like, really not trying to be all upon y'all. So we finally figure it out. Like, we get it all done. And I was like, ladies, I'm so sorry. It's my first day back. I didn't realize you couldn't use those books. Those will help me out. I'm so sorry. One of the ladies looked me dead in my face and said, we really like this place and we want to come back, but we're going to come back when you have a little bit more experience. Because this shit.
Oh my God.
No.
I said, all right. Y'all have a good night.
I'm going to
I know, I love it.
The most polite
is what you say. It's how you say
it. It is how you say it. Me, fuck you. You piss me off. I don't even want to look at you. I have nothing to say to you. Okay. And she's just like, oh, you don't want to look at me? Okay, I know. I know you fucked up.
You know you fucked up.
Not
and now I have to make the whole table aware.
It's because you're a Gemini.
We're saying everybody.
No, everybody's aware of your fuck up.
I pretty much went to that whole half hour.
Yes.
Like the next day.
I feel like that's the gym.
Is it?
Yeah. I hate when there's always that one person at the table who's fucking being rude as fuck and everybody's acting like they're not. And just sitting there, just like nothing's going on. Like it's okay.
Oh, honey, because don't I give them the same energy?
Hey, right.
And so there's been so many times I reciprocate the same energy. And one of these times was to this gentleman and his wife came to eat, and he was like, "We're gonna have the sweet and sour chicken." And I'm like, "Okay, are we sharing that?" No, it's for me. So y'all were just happy. I was like, "Okay." And his wife just looked at him like, maybe you shouldn't be talking to her like that. I'm like, maybe
you should not.
Or we can
talk about
the zero tip table.
Oh, wow. Why even come out and eat?
Especially right
now. Why even come out and eat?
It's right there and you're just chilling or something.
When I say every server, before they serve me, every mistake you make, your tip is depleting from there. Like, when you fuck up, your tip depleting. When you exceed my expectations because I am a server,
yes.
I'm going to tip you well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But
we are very judgmental. As servers, we tip well, but we're judgmental.
We are so judgmental.
So bad.
It's terrible.
Like, but when a server gets a good server, buddy, we love you.
And we praise you. We do. My old girl at Texas Roadhouse. I don't know her name.
Hey.
I don't know
Cardi was good at her goddamn job.
She put the country twang in there.
Hey, she was so country. I loved it.
Wait, who was good at what?
This girl. Yeah. Everything was spry.
I know. I was distracted. We was talking about it.
I had a couple of, I don't even know if they were teenagers or not. They came in for a date. And they seemed like they were in a good time. They didn't really want to talk to me, but I got them their sweet tea and their lemonade, did what they got to do. I had other tables to take care of. I had a table just like them, except it was two different girls around the same age, of course. But I could tell that this specific table was on a date. I'm taking care of them. I'm making sure, like, everything's perfect. Like, they're having a good time, whatever. So it comes to pay, and, you know, they're both out like this. You know, one girl has a $100 bill. The other dude has, like, a credit card. They're like, no, take it. I said, y'all have to figure this out. So I walk away, and the girl's like, just take my money. She hands me a $100 bill. So their bill wasn't even, like, $40. So I'm like, okay, I'll get you your change, whatever, like, $60. So I went back there, I got a change. I gave her back $61. I come back to that table. You want to know how much was on that table?
$1.
Dishes.
I'm one of them following about the restaurant. How can you? How do you pay for $100? Did anybody ever call a table out in the building? Took the credit card receipt.
No, I had to. Speaking of. Employee falling out of following a table out of the building. When I managed, I had to fire an employee because the table left them change and a tip, and they followed the customer out of the building and threw the change back at them at the car. I had to fire her because, you know, it was against protocol and policy. But
hey, let you take both of them receipts.
I probably would have did the same thing if it was there.
Just wait for the cars
to go in. Let me find out you left your credit card $11.
I'm going to keep your credit card. I'm going to forget about it too. Like, how you mad? You left me change.
Right.
And then I'm super petty. Let you not tip me what you should have tipped me, and you try to make your total even. I'm gonna go one penny under to where your shit is.
Yes, I do that too.
I do that all the time.
Yes.
One number under.
Fuck your motherfucking counter.
Yeah, your shit still fucked up. Fuck you. Because I can't get my lick back no other way.
Right.
Is it fair? I've had tables and change and stuff. One of the things
I have.
So I guess it's kind of like a thing when you're serving that it's like not polite to ask if they need change. Like you should just automatically assume that they need change, which is understandable. I can see that. So I don't ask. I kind of say, like, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, I'll be right back with your change. And then they're like, oh, we don't need it. Like, we're about to go. I'm like, all right, dope. Or if they're like, oh, okay, like, we'll wait. I'm like, okay, dope. So like I just say it and then they're like, we're good. I'm like, bye. So there was this one time when I was at the restaurant with the chopsticks, and then we was in there just chilling, and I was busy, just running around, busy, full section. And I had this table, and instead of saying, oh, I'm gonna go get your change, I had said, do y'all need change? Whole mood of the table changed. Mm-hmm. We were having a great time. They was drinking, laughing, hanging out, and I was like, just running around like, oh shit. And like, I wasn't like, hey, can I keep this money? I was like, oh shit, I ain't got no change. So if you need change, that's one more thing I gotta go do. I gotta fit that into my schedule. Right. So I can understand how a table might not see that, but I'm like, that was my intent. And the whole thing changed, and she's like, yeah, I need my change. I was like, all right, that's fine. So I'm running around. I ain't got no change in my bank. I gave the last of my change away. Going up to the servers. Can you break this? Do you have change for this? Can you break this? Can you have change? Everybody's running around busy as fuck. I go to the bar. Like, can y'all break this? They busy as fuck. I'm like, all right. I go to a manager. They're busy as fuck. I'm like, can you let me in the office? Open up the safe. Give me some change for this table. Blah, blah, blah. Go up. Count it out for me. Get it. Switch it all out. Then, mind you, I had like five other tables that I gotta take care of. So I'm like, all right, trying to get their shit. I'm running out. Give it to them. I'm like, there you go. Like, thank y'all. It was like a pleasure having y'all. Hope y'all come back and see me.
No comment, no nothing. About 30 minutes later, I found out from my manager that she's walking out the door and she says, your employee shouldn't ask if they need change, because it is my decision if I want to tip them or not. So I was gonna tip her until she asked me for change and was being greedy. So now I didn't tip her. So that is why I did not receive a tip on this one table that I ran my ass on, because I asked if they needed change.
I mean, let's not get it twisted. Zero tip does not just come from the customer. Let's talk about if you're a busser or a server assistant and you're requiring
a bartender.
Bartenders, yes, we love tips. We make our drinks fancy and good for y'all, so please tip us out.
On top of making them for the entire restaurant.
I make them from the heart, for real.
Yes, we put our love in it.
I'm pretty sure I can speak for a lot of us here that there's a certain individual at the place that I am employed.
With the Trumps.
There's a certain person that does not tip as they should.
Hey, the motherfucker
always has
four
a
four quarters,
on them.
And eight quarters. Ah! With the motherfucking eight quarters.
They still be coming up in there.
Keep it, boy. Just keep it.
We all know.
Money
is
quarters.
Yeah. Well, no, but that shit, basically.
Basically.
As a goddamn dollars.
Basically, hold on. $2? Is that what
you're saying? This motherfucker literally walks around and complaining about all day, like, fuck, I'm not gonna make any money here. I'm tired of this shit. I should just drive Uber today. Like, he literally walks around and talks
about
it.
Oh my god.
Don't make no money.
I'm like, Mike.
We're not saying no names.
Say
I mean,
that
kebab.
Shut up.
There's another individual who you can bust your ass for, and now as a server assistant, you're required to have to give 3.5% of your sales. And so, you know, we're all following that rule because we don't have busters no more. We don't have runners anymore. This server assistant is required to have.
Yes.
Y'all don't.
No.
Y'all don't have busters.
What?
Is one person that works every shift, morning and dinner, and is required to help you
table.
Run your food, required to do anything you need. And then when your table, we have to pre-bus, of course, down to the brown or whatever.
But we got to,
you know, get the dishes to the back. We got to do all that stuff. So yeah, I'm a smash mouth 3.5%.
So what y'all used to have to do? That was before y'all got there.
Uh-huh.
I know it's a lot of work for y'all.
Works
you know, you got to pick up the place.
So,
take them all the way to
right.
the back.
So we don't have any of that now. We just have one person that does all those jobs.
To the front. It's a lot of work, I get it. But shit, God.
That place is big. One room, then over to the bar, then over to the dining room.
I just know that. Because we're small over
bro,
there.
My God. That means you could turn around and
oh, so God. That's all the drink goes.
So the servers would just come and drop all their shit there, and then we would sort it out and put it where it's supposed to go. But
they do that anyway.
Huh?
Shit, they did that anyway.
It was worse. Like, literally everything, you just set it down. Like, they didn't put their silverware in the water. They didn't put their ramekins in the bucket. Mm-hmm. It was just sit the shit down on this table, and then...
I was just looking at these lovely fruit skewers that we put together for us this evening. It's our sponsor, Little Appetizers and Oars Devours, however you want to say it.
Which of course, I'm taking everybody's sales down when I leave. That's the time I leave, I will write down your sales. And so I will calculate how much that I think that you should give. The actual 3.5% of your sales. And I round to the nearest fives, you know, whatever. It's just how you're about to take your change. So when I do that, and this certain person owed me like $14, 25 cents, $14, $13, whatever. In that range, I would have took it. This person gave me $5. Of course, I'm going to go to this person. I'm not allowed to just take the chump change when I watched you leave with like a nice hunk of money in your hand. You like the counter on your way out the door. I'm not done. So when I tell this person, I'm like, so what's up with you only tip me $6? I don't want to talk about it because I'm not going to give you your money. I'm not going to get your money regardless. Oh, okay, so when you come in here and you start busting your ass for me and my sales are like $700, I owe you $24. When I hand you 30 cents, do not be mad. When the envelope has your name on it, and you got 30 cents, don't look at me. And I'm not going to argue about it. none of that. So that really pissed me off. And I was arguing about him everything. I called him a cheap ass, everything. I was calling him the restaurant to his table. It's like, I'm about to argue with you. I'm about to argue with you because it's rude. It's so freaking rude when we don't have any of those people anymore to tip out. And now all those people became one person. And I'm trying to do everything for everyone. And because I wasn't following you around like a slave, I get
nothing. Yeah, fuck that.
I would bust.
No. Fuck you.
I said, don't expect me to do nothing for you.
Hell no. I'm going to help the people who help me.
Yeah, exactly.
You going to give me 20 at the end of the month?
Right. I got you.
You
ain't got
to worry about it.
But that's your work.
What you want me to do?
You ain't got to worry about a piece of plastic on the floor. Don't be worried about it.
Getting all that shit.
I'm going to get all that shit. Your shit going to be good.
But his bitch ass.
Fuck him.
All right. Fuck him.
I didn't know who he was. I just
can't
go be
getting that
wrong.
Right.
So what did the
bartenders do? Get you a bus to.
The what?
What did the bartenders do?
They still get tipped out by the servers.
No, I'm talking about the, like the bus stuff to be back there. The trash, like that shit. They gotta do what they.
We still get ice and stuff to them, and if they ask us to take it, we take it. But like, I guess they get it, but at the same time, we don't have any seats at the bar, and then we only have two high tops and two booths, and then one of the big tables are open.
No seats at the bar.
You was looking out for me, and I was down you. So I'm so sorry.
I go over there. I go over there and ask them what they need. They like tables. The bar is not like it used to be. It's not jumping. It's not nothing.
You was looking out for me,
and nothing.
And I doubted him. I doubted the Lord.
I won't do it again. Doubt the Lord.
That's
moving
me out of the way of
the
bullshit.
You know, like, I'll clean the booth.
I wasn't serving that room ever when I picked up.
Your first bit in the beginning, but they immediately can't just leave.
I mean, so desperate and so needy. Somebody.
I only really served full time there for about 8 months.
Yeah, we was.
I was like, shit, I feel like you was just in the.
I was ready for the
pivot. They had fired all these people. And I was like, I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And we simply got there.
But you know how hard it was to get trained on the bar and even get. To even get considered training for the bar?
It was not that hard
for me. No, I'm saying like once you and Caroline, everybody went there, anybody who asked was like, no, I don't have to think about it. Now, this dude went in there for 3 hours on a dinner and the next day opened the bar by himself. I'm talking, had to look up every recipe, everything. I'm like, I need my drink yesterday.
Like, that pisses
me off.
Yeah.
Who's the bald head dude?
Brent.
Yeah. Where did he come from?
No name.
I want to let y'all know that y'all have